Welcome to the Jubilee Plus podcast.
Today's contribution to At His Mercy All podcast series comes from me, Rachel Wilson, as I explore the mercy of God in every season of life. If you live in the UK, perhaps you, like me, have been desperate for summer, craving some sunshine. It's like we've been taunted over the last few weeks. And finally, it looks like we might be at a turning point. We're craving vitamin D. We're craving the renewal, really, that summer brings. And likewise, we can really go through seasons in our Christian faith and seasons where we're craving the more visible work of God, a work in us and in those around us that we're trying to reach as well. It's like we long for the voice of the person speaking in Song of Songs that says, "See, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come." When we are stuck in a winter of the soul, it can feel like grief or a fog or confusion overwhelms us. And sometimes it can obscure or seem to obscure the work of God in our lives and in the lives of those around us as well. That fog or grief is something that Job describes. Job is hailed in Hebrews 12 as a hero of the faith. But in the book of Job, we see him struggling to see and perceive God at work. In fact, Job says, "I look to the north and I cannot see him. Then I go to the south and I cannot perceive him." It's almost like Job's vision of God at work is obscured by this fog or this winter grief. It's a story actually from C.S. Lewis, The Horse and His Boy, that's familiar to many of us, where the main character, Shasta, is likewise walking through a fog and he's desperate to get back to his homeland. He's almost desperate to return to that spiritual summer like we crave. But he's obscured and he's stopped in his journey by many different lions. And in the middle of this grief, a voice starts to engage with him in conversation. And it says this: "There was only one lion," said the voice. "What on earth do you mean?" "I was the lion." And as Shasta gaped, the voice continued, "I was the lion who forced you to join with Aravis. I was the lion who comforted you among the houses of the dead. I was the lion who drove jackals from you while you slept. I was the lion who gave the horses the new strength of fear for the last mile. And I was the lion you do not remember, who pushed the boat in which you lay, a child near death, so that it came to shore where a man sat wakeful at midnight to receive you." Sometimes, like Shasta, we can look back over winters of the soul and it's only over our shoulder, it's only in hindsight that we can see the gentle, tender mercies of God at work, guiding at every step and being wholly present and fully present in the winter of our soul, in the darkest nights. That's very much been my experience. It's so hard in the moment, in the winter of the soul, to actually see or perceive God at work, or for our theoretical head knowledge about who God is to reach our heart and to reach our eyes. But that's not our eternal destiny. Through life, we go through many seasons of the soul. We have mountaintop experiences and we have valley experiences as well. We have winters of the soul. But our final destiny, by the mercy of God, is a permanent, eternal summer of the soul. You see, you might have been tempted over the last few days or over the last few weeks or months. You might have been craving that summer. And just as seasons go on cycles in our earthly lives, actually, it's important not to forget that our final destination is an eternal summer. Except the strange thing for us is that our eternal summer has no sun. You see, there will come a day when we stop craving the sunshine, because the sun itself will bow down before him. There will be no need even for summer. There will be no need for sunshine. There will be no need for vitamin D, because actually he will be our light. It says in Revelation, there will be no need for the sun, because he, Jesus himself, will be our light. In our final destination, we get stuck in one season, and it is a continual season of singing. The mercy of God to us is like an eternal summer on the horizon. So whichever season you find yourself in today, fix your eyes on the horizon, the eternal summer of the soul, where you won't crave sunshine anymore, because the one who fills all in all will be your light.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode in our Tis Mercy All series. Don't forget to subscribe or leave a review. And if you'd like to find out more about the work of Jubilee Plus, visit jubilee-plus.org or follow the link in our show notes.